This morning before the service, the Lord began to speak to me some things, and I'll try to put it into words because it's not easy to explain. But it kind of goes along with the word of prophecy we just heard. The Lord said it seems that you view the time that you're going through negatively. But if you really understood what's happening, you would not view it negatively, but you would view it positively. It's like Neo with the Matrix. I remember a scene in that movie where he's walking around and people don't even see him. Well, he's been changed. Yeah, the kingdom has been put inside of us. But I believe that that is to consume us and overflow us. That we're in this world, but we are not of this world. And the reason it's so hard on us and it's painful is because it's the Matrix. You hear podcasters talk about the Matrix all the time, unplugging from the Matrix. The Matrix is the pre-programmed word of the devil that has infiltrated the earth. And there be few that can ever break the Matrix. And so because of it, as you begin to acclimate to the kingdom of God, it's painful. The Lord is likened to us. It's like deep sea diving. It's painful. The transition is painful. If you observe a caterpillar coming out of the cocoon and the struggle to get out and get its wings out, this transition, it hurts. It's a struggle. But it's so that we can be the sons and daughters of God and we show forth the kingdom. That's what's happening. It may seem like my life is just awful and it's just hard and it just hurts and all these things, but the Lord was saying, if you will learn to praise me, praise steals the avenger. Walking with an attitude of gratitude goes a long way than griping or complaining and saying the negative things that you're experiencing, but looking at them in a positive way that it's like the Lord has said in one of the other words, you don't know how few people on this earth are like you that are walking like you. There's so very few. Just like was said in the word, there's many in churches today. They might as well be going to a ball game. Is the kingdom message really going forth? Are they really in the spirit? Or is it just religion, which is nothing but rules and regulations and laws? Where the Lord has us is not church, per se. Not in what we've known church to be. It's a total mindset that consumes your life. There is nothing else. You can't go back once the matrix has been broken. That's one something the Lord said in one of the other words. You've gone too far to turn back. You're too far in the... You're deprogramming from the matrix to turn back. All right, I'm going to talk to you this morning. This is a Prophet's Corner, Uncut, 3:16-25, about the warfare mindset. As we looked at last week, we can safely say that most Christians have not taken their warfare stance, but they've chosen to take the boycott route. This is a work of the flesh and it will accomplish nothing. If this proceeds, it doesn't matter what our great president and his team does. It will lead to destruction of this earth just like in the days of Noah. God issued this warning to the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 33. He said, you know, if you don't run them off, there'll be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides. Here's what pricks are: a briar or a hedge, or as a hedge of briars. Thorns, sense of prickling. We used to think it was funny about paying taxes, and we would say the new tax law set was, how much did you make this year? Send it in. It's no longer a joke. It has become the truth. How much thornier does it have to get? We can no longer whine and cry for the Lord to take it from us, for he said then, and he is saying it now, you run them off. You take your seat of rightful authority and take your stand and run the devil and his crew off. When the enemy has nearly stolen the whole world from us, then it is now an emergency. I say it is so crucial that it's beginning to rain. Hear what I say. The body of Christ must arm themselves and take out the opposing forces. This is why God is raising up and arming his apostolic teams across this land. While many Christians are sitting on their hands and waiting for the rapture, God is arming his teams to begin to take out the strongholds of the enemy so that the church can take the seat that has been rightfully given them by what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us at Calvary. This is what the real church is about. It's not going to church, hearing them read from the bulletin and doing your three songs, taking up your offering and having a 20-minute sermon, and out the door we go. Oh, we feel good. We've accomplished our duty for the week. Now we can go do whatever we want till next Sunday. This is our mission statement. This is Romans 5:17. This is out of the Amplified Bible. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. We're going to have to force them off our land. They're not going to go quietly. They're entrenched. Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. To think you won't receive any flack when you begin to attack is insanity. This is the Lord speaking here. There is a flood coming. It's not a flood of physical water as in the days of Noah, but it is my judgment and glory. Judgment for the disobedient in the church first, and glory for the obedient in my church. Pray for the pastors to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches in your jurisdiction. The 17 counties, the Permian Basin, the last trump is sounding. I'm going to read Revelation here, and then I'll pick up with what the Lord says. This is Revelation chapter 10. I can't describe exactly what the Lord was saying to me this morning, other than the fact that you're viewing it all wrong. This is glory. This is glory. You think it's tribulation and it's awful, but he's saying it's glory. You're going from glory to glory, being transformed into my image. You're acclimating to the kingdom of God and the power thereof. You're coming out of the matrix of the Sunday, Wednesday church matrix. Powerless, looks good, sounds good, got good dramas, but no power. Revelation 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right hand upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. The angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which therein are, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me this little book. And he said unto me, Take it, eat it up. It shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I'd eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And there was given me a reed like a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship therein, but the court which is without the temple leave out. Measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under 42 months. And I give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 2,260 days, so clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of all the earth. That's Zechariah 4, 2 through 6. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not. In the days of their prophecy, they did in their day. And they had power over the waters to turn them into blood, to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. We're going to return to that. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, and which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. They that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood up in their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And I heard a great voice. Now, I know you're looking at this figuratively, but I'm looking at it spiritually. Church is dead. Church is dead. A new bunch are rising up. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. The same hour there was an earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe was passed, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. This new bunch is going to reign. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged. And thou shouldest give reward unto the servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldst destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Then it goes on, the next two chapters start talking about taking down Babylon. The Lord says here, I'm the righteous judge. I take down one and raise up another. Nothing can stop what is coming means it's me, my judgment and my glory. No one will get away with anything. All will give an account of what they have done in the body. The crafty evil ones think they will maneuver their way out of it like they have done for generations, but not this time. Leave all judgment to me. It is reserved for me alone. Wickedness is accelerated, so keep your eyes on me. We're living in a war zone right now. whether you realize it or not. 1 Thessalonians. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He doesn't come as a thief to those that are waiting for him, to those that don't, are not on the right side of things. He will come as a thief. But when they shall say, you can see it in the natural world right now. They're still trying to pull their shenanigans knowing they're busted and they have nowhere to go. They're desperate. They're like cornered animals. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify one another, even also ye do. The only the wicked will be surprised, it will not be the righteous. All right, let's go over to Revelation again, Revelation 15. First 8 verses there. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breastplates girded with golden girdles. One of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Coming. Then 16, and I heard again a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. The first went. See, the reason that they can't stop it is because it's not man, it's God. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and gruesome sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, who art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. I'm not so sure that the two witnesses do not represent this that I just read. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. I wonder if that's the supposedly the 10 days of darkness, which Q never said that. He spelled the word darkness a different way. But anyway, just a thought. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east must be prepared. That thing's been drying up for about the last 7 years. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. They still think they're going to win. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. In other words, you stay seated. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. He gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God, give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. There fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plagues of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. I believe this is where we sit. I guess we'll see. It may not look like what they're like coming from the heavenly view. What does it look like from an earthly view? I'm going to exhort you today like Paul exhorted Timothy. This is 2 Timothy 1. Try to look at this time that you're in as glorious instead of how difficult it is. Because it will be over and it will be short-lived. And what's on the other side of it, we can't even describe. This is verse 6 through 8. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Afflictions here means to suffer hardship in company with. All those that are following God today, they're going through the same thing that you're going through. Verse 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. The good thing which committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Suffer, he means to association together. In other words, we're all suffering because of what's going on in our world and the hyped up activity of the enemy and our standing. My words here, it goes with the territory and the call, so arm yourselves with this mindset. It's part of it. Now go to 2 Timothy 2. Paul's exhorting Timothy here. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. In other words, I think what the Lord showed me this morning, it's like you're no longer of this world. You've broken the matrix cycle out of your life, and now you're walking in the kingdom. It's a different place. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet it is not crowned, is not he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husband that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore unto all things, for the elders' sake, or the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. These that have distorted the word of God and taught things falsely, they will give an account. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We're going to be coming to a place where we have to speak boldly and out front. Just like in the military, they have general training, then they have special ops. We have been trained in special ops for the kingdom of God. Fix your mind on that and suck it up, soldiers. We are taking back our territory.